Let's pray. God of the road, winding though it might be, we pray for your presence this day. God of the journey, filled with days mundane and amazing, we pray for your presence this day. God of us all, wayward though we often are, we pray for your presence this day. Seek us out and find us. Know us and guide us, we pray. And in all these prayers, we lift high the strong name of our gentle shepherd, Jesus Christ. Amen. So, welcome back, Sunday. Welcome back. Well, why are you here? I don't mean that big existential question, why are we here, why our existence? No, it's something way more basic. Why are you here? In this place, at this time? I mean, it's the weekend. It's not super early, but there have been Saturdays where breakfast for lunch was pretty awesome. And tomorrow's Monday. For many of us, it means starting another work week. So why take time out of the last drops of the weekend to come and listen to some short, hairy guy talk? And you know, I bet he just does it because he likes the sound of his own voice. This shouldn't be a hard question. It shouldn't really be a surprising question either. I mean, you must have to ask yourself this every single week, this world-shaking decision that you make, choosing between shoes and slippers. Maybe you have an answer and maybe you don't, but maybe I'm actually asking the wrong question. Maybe the right question is this. Why did you start coming to church in general, not just St. Paul's, but why did you start coming to church in the first place? I don't mean when your parents took you or dragged you, as it was in my case. When you became the author of your destiny on Sunday mornings, why did you choose church? Were you saved? Were you curious? Were you invited? Were you just lost, stopped and asked directions, got wrapped up in a committee and then couldn't leave? Why is church the place where your feet take you Sunday morning? Any answers? Because Jesus. Yay, Jesus. That's what I want to hear. But don't tell me what I want to hear. Tell me why you're here. To be thankful. Community. To recharge. Some of us feel lost. How many people feel lost today? You might know where you are, what pew you're in, geolocate yourself, but lost. I actually remember when, as an adult, I chose church for myself. I was in my third year of university, living off campus for the first time, and I hadn't been to church outside of Christmas and Easter since I'd moved away from home a few years earlier. For a long time in those few years, I walked around with that feeling, you know, like I'd forgotten something. You know when you're packing for a trip, and you get that feeling the whole way through packing, I'm forgetting something. You get that feeling the whole way that you're driving, I'm forgetting something. You get that feeling until you turn the key in your hotel room, until you unpack your bag, and you're like, ah, toothbrush. Shampoo. Why did I bring conditioner and no shampoo? For years, I had that nagging feeling that I'd forgotten something. And one Sunday morning, just like any other, and for no reason at all, I realized that I was missing, that I was hungering for the good news. I was hungering for the good news that I'd left behind with the church that I'd left behind, the gospel. And all those years, it was calling for me to return. And the best and the only place to experience the gospel is in community. You can try and experience the good news alone, but you find out quickly how much it doesn't work when you aren't sharing it with others. So I came back to the United Church, and more than that, I felt a deep call to spread that good news, that gospel, in the form of the ministry that you have now. Now that's my story. And all of us have a different road that winds through some amazing and some terrifying experiences. But I'd like to think, or at least I'd like to hope, that whatever initially drew you to this place or a place like it had something to do with a yearning, a seeking, a calling that you couldn't ignore, at least not forever. I'd like to think that that's the Holy Spirit calling to us like a shepherd seeking her sheep. Not calling us to remind us of this obligation that we have on Sunday mornings, but reminding us of a relationship, an embrace, a love that knows no equal. Of course, all of this was prompted by the Luke reading from today. Two parables that we know so well. Two parables about something precious lost and found. And you know what? It's a great message, especially when we tie in the reading from Paul's first letter to Timothy. In Luke, we hear of the great love that God has for us, that even though the kingdom of God is overflowing with the righteous, God will seek out the lost and the lonely. And in Timothy, we hear of the lengths to which God will go, because if Paul is chosen, loved, and forgiven after the life that he led, the life of persecuting those early Christians, sending some of them to death, none of us can be far from the feet of the holy. But as awesome as that is, knowing that even if I, a sinner great, can find a home in the heart of God, that's not the thing that nags at me most when I look at these two passages, this Timothy and this Luke. I couldn't stop thinking about the things that we had lost, the things that we are seeking, the things that we've forgotten along the way. This is why I ask, why are you here? Not to encourage you to leave, but to shake loose the cobwebs of your calling, that you might shout to God and to all that you are here for this, whatever this is. Or maybe it's just a reminder to yourself that yes, it was the Holy Spirit that drew you here, simultaneously convicting and blessing you with the power of the good news. And we should feel convicted. Like Paul in his letter to Timothy, we should look at the gospel of Jesus Christ and say, Jesus, you're right. But it's not that we should hear the good news and feel bad. Just the opposite. We should hear the good news and feel blessed. That as lost as we might be, we are never so lost that we cannot be found. But my question is, have we lost that feeling? Do we hear the gospel and feel so numb to it, so righteous, that we aren't affected anymore? Worse, do we feel so perfected in our righteousness that we condemn our neighbors because of their brokenness? Have we become found only to become lost again, sheep wandering the wilderness alone? And that's okay. That's okay to feel lost. To feel lost even when we're surrounded by the holy, because our lives are made up of a series of moments of lost and foundness, filled with moments where we find ourselves and are found anew by God. And that's one of the big reasons that churches exist. Not that the righteous might sit at the right hand of God, but that the lost, the lonely, the sinner, the wanderer, the curious might seek God out. We are broken vessels seeking mending. We, surrounded by darkness, are seeking light. We are disciples seeking Christ, ever seeking. If we stop seeking, we should sleep in. If we come here seeking the Christ, not just in the book, but within one another, then we can be found by one another, by our God. So welcome back. I'd like to think that when you read the gospel reading here today, and it's Welcome Back Sunday, and Jesus pops up, the Bible says, found you. Just like the sheep, just like the coin, found you. So welcome back. If you've been away for a few months, or a few years, or a few days, welcome back to this place where we listen for truth and pray for understanding. And as we continue this lifelong journey of seeking Christ together, know this little bit of good news. He is seeking you too. Amen. Now let us turn our hearts and voices to Voices United number 574. Come, let us sing of a wonderful love, number 574.